95.9 WATD, the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hacklaw, along with Lisa Zizi. And every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Good morning, David. How you doing?
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right, so let's see. How are you guys getting along with the concerns about the coronavirus having an impact with the Act Smart team yet?
It is. But fortunately, being a technology company, we're able to manage this very well on our own without having to resort to other avenues. We can all work remotely. All of our stuff is cloud-based. So as long as the internet stays up and doesn't get a virus, we're all set.
There they are. That's pretty good. Yeah. Talk about working from home. And with a lot of companies trying to inquire, I know some companies have sent out surveys, some of them in the radio business, where they ask people maybe what kind of equipment you have or what kind of, you know, current software do you have to see if we can kind of set you up at home. And you're talking about there's some things that companies are doing in the technology front.
Absolutely. Some of the leaders in technology are helping businesses and their teams work from home if they don't already have that technology available to them. We've noticed over the past couple of weeks that we've gotten inundated with emails from cloud solution providers saying, we want to get you so you can work from home and all of this. And fortunately, that's a good thing, but there's a cost involved to that. So what we've found, or what we've come up with, is some free software and cloud services that are being offered from major tech firms during the coronavirus outbreak. So, and it's really good because a lot of these things are paid for by companies right now to keep their team connected. Like Microsoft is offering its Teams collaboration platform free for 6 months. Ooh. So with Teams, everyone can communicate.
Oh, that's great. Okay, wow. All right, good.
Yeah, so the Teams also, Lisa, can also be file sharing and a business phone system. So it really does cover that.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good one. Microsoft Teams. Okay.
And one that everyone knows, or the name that everyone should know, is LogMeIn. They're offering what is calling the Emergency Remote Work Kits free for 3 months. So you're going to be able to connect to your computers at work from home and have a normal type business operation rather than being interrupted by what's happening today and what could be potentially happening in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. I see a lot of my friends posting about Zoom. I think that's like an online meeting platform, right?
That's correct. So there's a free version of that service where you can actually, we hold our meetings on Zoom here with our remote people. And it's a great platform. It's one of the fastest growing collaboration platforms available today. Now they're going to give you a free offer to keep everyone connected. It's really good.
What about the Google Hangouts?
Another meeting platform for existing Google G Suite business and education customers. Google Hangouts offers some of the same features as Microsoft Teams, and it makes it a logical choice for those folks who don't use Microsoft. They use all the Google products. Mm. Now you're going to get that Hangouts for no charge.
All right. So
I think a lot of companies are stepping up to help us, all of us, through what we're going through here for the next it could be up to 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, my husband brought home all his monitors from work yesterday, and I just thought to my head, is he working or is he gaming? I don't know. I'm just kidding, Bobby. I know you're working hard. But it is something that some companies, like you said, Act Smart, you're so well equipped already to be able to be remote, and you have to remotely assist companies like us. And that is so helpful. But for many others, this is some new territory. So it's really, really great that these tech giants and some of these probably newer companies are able to step up and support businesses.
Yep. And we do expect other companies to jump on the bandwagon here as they see their competitors doing it. They're going to have to get into this market to get people to use their platform for free for a period of time. So perhaps they will stay with it after the virus outbreak is long gone and from my memories.
All right. David Snell's get all the information on some of these great, available software and different programs. And David can find out, people can find out more by checking out your blog, right?
Absolutely. Go to my website, xsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and all of these companies I have links to where you can just go and get that software and get soldered.
Perfect. Right, thank you, David.
Have a great day. Stay safe.
You too.
David Snell over at Act Smart IT with our Tech Talk segment. We do it every week at this time on WATD.